This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. In this segment, I want to focus on some recent comments of Condoleezza Rice in support of Confederate symbology, meaning these monuments and these statues to Confederate soldiers and racist presidents and all that kind of stuff. We'll also intersect that with some of the logic, although I don't find much logic in counter-racist, pretty much agreeing with Condoleezza Rice. I mean, it just kind of shocked me that Condoleezza Rice would make some comments that I heard probably several years ago from people who claim to be fighting racism or countering racism. And let me say this about that term, because definition of words are important. It's important that you go to the commonly used dictionary so that there is no confusion about the words that you are using. To counter something means, like, if I'm playing a chess game and somebody makes a move on the chessboard and then my move is a counter move. Or in sports, you know, somebody comes out with a strategy and the other coach comes up with a counter strategy. Listen, I'm not interested in playing games with racists. I'm not interested in countering a racist system. I'm interested in ending it. Now, counter-racism has its uses. You can find some good suggestions to help you move behind the enemy lines, and it will help you endure the rule of racists that you come in contact with. But that's all it's doing, is helping you to endure racism. It's not working towards ending racism. You know, I've heard counter-racists talk about asking racist questions. That's how you counter racists. Racists don't care about any questions that you have for them. You don't think that black people who are being lynched by white racists ask them, do you think it's right for you to be lynching me based on my skin color, or why are you doing this to me? What do you think those races are going to say? So, you know, we have to be cognizant of the stuff that we are putting out there to the public. And if you put it out there in the public sphere or the public square, as they say, then it is, quote unquote, fair game to be discussed, unless you are one of those anti-intellectuals and you just want people to listen to what you have to say and you don't want to be questioned on the logic of what you're saying. Well, I'm one of those people that there are no sacred cows. Okay, nothing is above examination. If we want to improve things, then we need, or build upon things, then we need to constantly be questioning everything. Okay, so that we can improve upon it, so we can identify the weak areas. And so let me share this comment with you. Condoleezza Rice is the former Secretary of State for George Bush. I believe it was perhaps during his second term. I think Colin Powell was his Secretary of Defense during the first term. But Condoleezza Rice was the Secretary of State for the Republican administration of George W. Bush. Now, she has a book to sell. She's hoping that a whole bunch of racist suspects, aka white people, buy her book. So she went on Fox News to defend these Confederate monuments that have been attacked and coming down from the public square, New Orleans being the most recent city to dismantle or remove a Confederate monument, which is a monument to racism, a monument to the enslavement of African people, a monument to terrorists. So she went on Fox and Friends to hawk her book, and you know, I didn't even want to watch the video. I'd rather just read the commentary because I don't like, you know, supporting these racists on YouTube with views and what have you. So, but News One published an article on it. Now, News One is a online publication that targets black people. They target a black audience, pretty much like Black Talk Radio Network. We know other people listen. We know other people read what's on the network. We're not trying to hide our thoughts from anyone. But News One is a media platform that targets black people. Now, this is the criticism I have for News One. They posted the YouTube video. They posted her comments of what she said in that section that's in question with her saying we need these monuments, and I'll get to that later. But they offered no counterpoints. They didn't even try to counter the propaganda that was coming out her mouth. Okay? And so you could pretty much say they were, as a outlet that's targeting black people, was pushing white supremacist propaganda from the mouth of what I have coined as proxy racists, tools of the racist system, the tools of these people who practice or believe in white supremacy. All right. So, but let me just read the comments. I debated whether or not I wanted to share the video, but no, I'm not going to share the video, but I will read her comments. So let me pull that up right quick for you so I can share some of these comments made by Condoleezza Rice about 4 days ago on Fox and Friends. So give me, bear with me a moment as the article loads up. All right, here we go. So, now, they grabbed it from New York Daily News. Now, I don't know if New York Daily News put any counter points to what Condoleezza Rice was saying or tried to challenge the words or the thoughts that she was expressing through her speech. But this is, I'll just read to you what News One posted. This is all they posted. Very short, again, no counterpoints whatsoever. The former Bush era Secretary of State, now plugging her new book, and I'm not going to give you the name of the book because I'm not going to help her promote her book, argued on Fox and Friends that tearing down statues honoring slave owners was merely sanitizing U.S. history. This is her direct quote. I'm a firm believer in keep your history before you, and so I don't actually want to rename things that were named for slave owners, Rice replied. For example, Rikers Island is named after a white man. Obviously, his last name is Rikers. I can't remember his first name right now. But he was sort of like a magistrate, district attorney, something of that sort in New York back in the 1800s prior to the Civil War. And he actually participated in a scheme to kidnap a free, not an enslaved African, because there were hundreds of thousands of free black people that somehow we all want to erase them from history. But there was a free black child who were kidnapped by white men who were then going to take him to Virginia and sell him into slavery. And so Mr. Rikers wanted to participate in that scheme. And I think he even threw the child in jail, if I remember correctly. So that's an example of people renaming public facilities that have been named after terrorists, that have been named after slavers, who that have been named after racists. She went on to say, I want us to have to look at the names and recognize what they did and be able to tell our kids what they did and for them to have a sense of their own history. Rice added that the country's founders should be seen through the content of their time as opposed to the lens of today's beliefs, reports the Washington Examiner. Now, see, this is something I have addressed in the past. That's wordplay right there. Look, what they're making you, what that is conveying to you, that during the time of Jefferson, during the time of Washington, during the time of Andrew Jackson, hey, slavery was normal. It was widely practiced and they shouldn't be condemned for it. But that would make you think that everybody was for slavery. Now, all obviously, the victims certainly did not want to be enslaved and mistreated and abused and all the horrors that they were subjected to. But then you act like there weren't people like that act like there weren't abolitionists during that time who were saying, you know what, it's insane, it is inhumane, it is evil to enslave other human beings. They're acting like those people don't exist. They're acting like Frederick Douglass didn't exist. They're acting like Harriet Tubman did not exist. They're acting like that no one was opposing these people and that everybody was in agreement during that time period with slavery. And that is a complete false equivalency, you know, if I'm using that properly, but no. It doesn't matter what time it was, what year it was. Slavery has always been opposed by right-thinking people, by moral people, and it has always been those who have worked to end it. And unfortunately, here in the United States, ruled by the corporation known as USA Inc., they're still practicing slavery, and it's legalized. They just moved it from the private plantation to the prisons because the exception clause of the 13th Amendment says that slavery and involuntary servitude shall be abolished except as punishment for crime. So slavery is still a question or an issue of the 21st century. So again, you know, this is just garbage. This is really just garbage. Now, here's another thing, going back to what she said. Look, these monuments and these statues, it's not like it's saying or identifying them as slavers. Okay, on the side of Mount Rushmore, it does not have a plaque or a billboard under it saying George Washington was a vicious white supremacist and a slaver. It don't say that. Any of the monuments that you see, whether they be on college campuses or in the public square, they don't identify Thomas Jefferson as a rapist, okay? They don't identify. No, they try to paint this romantic picture of him and Sally Hemings, who, if he loved her so much, why he didn't set her free before he died? Why it wasn't put in his will? Why he didn't free any of the children that were produced from him raping Sally Hemings? So let's not act like at Monticello of the museum or on the plantation of Thomas Jefferson that they are doing anything other than honoring the man. In fact, if it is mentioned that they practiced slavery, they'll be, oh, this was just a man of their times, and you know, that we have to understand it through that lens. Again, people have always resisted slavery since slavery began. So this is just ignorant. No, what they do is honor these people. And I made a video not too long ago about why Donald Trump seems to identify with Andrew Jackson, in addition, besides the fact that they're both of Irish descent, okay? But he likes Andrew Jackson and likens himself to Andrew Jackson because he was a white supremacist slaver, okay? And so, but like I said in that video, how is society to ever change if you keep giving racist white terrorists and slavers a prominent place in society? Don't nobody honor criminals. Don't nobody honor, I mean, if that's the case, why Germany don't have statues of Hitler praising him or giving him a place of prominence or a place of honor? See, because they're rightly embarrassed by that. And then also, and this gets to what some counter-racists have said over the years, that we need these monuments to remind us of racism. Well, do the Germans need a monument of Hitler to remind them of, you know, the death camps? Do they need a monument of Hitler to remind them of that period of Germany? No, they do not. In fact, it's against the law to display any kind of Nazi symbolism in Germany because they don't want to see that ever happen again. At least that's what they say. All right. So how can you raise children not to be racist, not to view other people as less than human, to not be terrorists, when you honor, you give terrorists and white supremacists honor, places of honor in the public square? Now, also, again, to the point that, oh, we need these monuments, we need these Confederate flags, which were then used by the terrorist KKK, that symbology. Look, I grew up in the North, all right? I was born in the South, but my mother moved to Detroit when I was 2 years old, and I did not come back from Detroit until 1979. While I was in the North, you know, with the other places like Ohio and other places, but while I was in Detroit, I never saw a Confederate flag. I had never seen a Confederate flag till I came back down South. I never saw a monument to Confederate soldiers. I never saw that. But I knew that racism existed without being reminded of the, you know, racist past. You know why I didn't need that reminder from these symbols and monuments and flags and things of that nature? Because racists lived in Detroit. I had living reminders that racism existed. So I'm questioning that logic. And what kind of self-respect are you showing as a black person, as a descendant of the victims of slavery? Okay, if you are a descendant of the victim of slavery, but again, slavery was never abolished. But what kind of self-respecting black person would want their tax dollars? You pay taxes, right? You work, right? Well, what do you think pays for the upkeep of these symbols and these monuments? Show some self-black respect. That's just the most illogical thing I have ever heard of. And it sounds like you're in total agreement with Condoleezza Rice. Now, like I said earlier today on social media, and I got attacked for it, not that I care about these people attacking me. I'm a grown person. You know, I'm a grown man. I can handle their criticism, but I want to point to some of their hypocrisy from some of these people who have labeled themselves as counter-racist. So I said that, you know, when are we going to learn that everybody who looks like us, who shares your skin color, ain't your friend? Especially when they are clearly siding with your enemies. Have we learned nothing from history? Did we learn nothing from COINTELPRO? Or perhaps you need to read up on COINTELPRO and how the FBI recruited black people to infiltrate Dr. King's circle, used black people to infiltrate the Black Panther Party. Hell, the FBI even used black people to start a chapter of the Black Panther Party to destroy our movements from within. Okay? So if you're aware of that history, how are you going to tell me that I should view people who are traitors of truth, traitors of justice, okay, and who sell out for trinkets and butter biscuits and pats on the head from these racists? I can't identify with a person like that. I can't empathize with a person like that. And I refuse to call them victims, okay? It's not like back in the day on some of these slave plantations where, you know, they caught us, they forced a slave with the threat of death of telling them about any kind of plots they hear about or even offering them rewards. But, you know, that's a different period, okay? That's a different period. You are not in that same condition right now unless you own a prison plantation. You are not in that position. And for you to make excuses for these people is actually to demean black people. You're saying that these people don't have free will, that they're like little children who have been trained up to act a certain way. They were raised to be this way. And that might be true, but who raised them? Their black parents did, right? Okay, so why are we making excuses for these people? I don't identify with them. I don't empathize with them. I do not see them as victims, because Condoleezza Rice is living a whole lot better than I am. And when she was on Fox and Friends, from what I can see from the picture, those white people were not pointing guns at her and making her say these ridiculous things in support of white supremacist symbology. No, they weren't. They weren't forcing her to do that. She wants to sell a book to these people and get rich off of them. So she gonna say some stuff to make them, you know, want to support her. Okay, that's what it's about. So, I mean, this is just, to me, it's logical, but I understand everybody isn't on the same level intellectually. Everybody hasn't studied the same history or the different strategies that people have used throughout the centuries to combat racism. I understand that. But is it logical? Let me ask you this, for the counter-racists that believe that white people are supreme because they are in a superior position in this system, which doesn't make them supreme as human beings, okay? You should read listen to the lectures of Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. Just because you can savagely take over a people because of your brutality and your violence and your bloodlust does not make you superior to those people, okay? These people rule through fear and they rule through murder and terrorism. So, you know, I feel like anybody who's not standing up to that is a coward. And I'm just going to put it out there like that. You a coward, or you need these racist monuments, you need racism to exist so that you can sell books, so that you'll have something to talk about, because if we do successfully end up ending the system of racism, then you won't have nothing to talk about. You won't have, yeah, you just won't have anything to discuss, will you? Okay, but how logical is it? How do white people treat people who betray white supremacy? Did the white racist slavers who lynched John Brown, did they forgive him for trying to raise an army of enslaved Africans to end slavery and start a civil war? Did they forgive John Brown? No, they hung him from his neck until he was dead. All right? So if you believe these people are supreme and that's the reason that they're in the position that they are in, it seems to me I should follow their tactics and not yours, since you are the constant victim. All right? So this is just, it's time out for this. Again, I'm not saying this to attack anyone, but if you put out your philosophies, your theologies, or whatever into the public square, it needs to be questioned. That's how they do it in academic circles, when professors publish papers or scientists publish papers. They put it out there for peer review. Now, if you telling me that I need to not talk about these people because they black and I'm talking bad about black people, I would say you have a lot of growing up to do intellectually, and if you are so confident in what you're saying, then hey, you should welcome peer review. All right, don't try to spin it like I'm attacking black people. You know, don't try to spin it like that. Hey, stand by your work, stand by your comments. Don't engage in straw man arguments to try to distract people. All right. So, you know, you cannot have enemies within your ranks, and I am former military. Not that it takes somebody being in the military to understand that you can't have enemies or spies within your ranks that are feeding your battle plans to your enemies, okay? You got to treat them like an enemy. Somebody like Condoleezza Rice, some people have said, well, how do we hold them accountable? Now, I ain't calling for nobody to go out there and kill Condoleezza Rice or anything like that. But how about this? How about HBCUs give her the same treatment they gave Donald Trump's education secretary? You know, Condoleezza Rice about 2 years back visited Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. They paid this woman to come out and hold her and give her a place of honor as a speaker to speak to young black minds. Okay, the reason that we have to combat the propaganda coming out of their mouths is because we don't want our children to grow up and think that it's okay to say these things, that it's okay to support racist Confederate symbology that we're paying for. No, it's not okay. We don't want any young black women idolizing Condoleezza Rice, all right, just because a bunch of white people is showcasing her. All right, we don't need to showcase them. And we need to let our children know what's the problem with the things that they are putting out there. Because the young people will say, hey, Condoleezza Rice is getting paid. She paid, man. She got a condo. She got nice clothes and her hair and nails is all dear. I'm trying to get paid. You know, like people saying about Barack Obama right now, why he can't get paid like these other racist presidents. All right, why can't he take money from Wall Street? Because he's supposed to have been against Wall Street, which was a complete lie. Okay? So, I mean, if we got a problem with money ruling our politics, then we can't sit up there and justify a politician and know Barack Obama ain't out of politics. Has Bill Clinton ever been out of politics? So it's not that we're attacking these black people the way some people want to make it seem like. No, we're pointing out their incorrect behavior. Now, I want to speak to the hypocrisy to the people who call themselves counter-racist. I want to end racism. I don't want to counter it. There is a place for counter-racism, like on the job and whatnot. But, you know, we need to end the system. We don't need to be playing games with them, asking them questions and thinking that's going to you know, make them stop practicing racism, because it's not. It's just simply, it's not going to happen. They're going to laugh at you. They are laughing at you. All right? But we have to train. You're supposed to train up a child in a way that they should go, so that when they are old, they do not depart from that path. We don't want people trained up to be the next Condoleezza Rice. We don't want children trained up to become the next Clarence Thomas. We don't need any more black people working for the FBI to spy on black liberation movements to turn to then, you know, set people up. All right. So, but, you know, getting back to what this counter-racist said, now they say, hey, we ain't supposed to criticize black people. Then why are you criticizing me? Why are you criticizing my thoughts, my speech, and my actions? Okay? Why? Ain't I supposed to have victims guaranteed qualification? What do you call it? VGQ? Victims guaranteed qualification, which I don't agree with, because it says that whatever a black person or a victim of racism wants to say in regards to the racist system, they have qualified immunity. All right, so you're not even following your own counter-racist illogic. All right, so anyway, that's all I got to say about that. I will keep calling out proxy races, all right, because a house divided against itself will not stand. I do not want my little girls, or well, I ain't going to call them little girls, but my young women that I have raised to ever think it's okay to side with racists or to pander to racists. I don't want her to ever think it's okay for your money to go towards these racist monuments. The Confederacy was a betrayal of the Union. And while I'm on that, I also think they should remove the statue of Abraham Lincoln, who was an admitted racist, who thought that black people were inferior. Okay? But mighty funny, he needed us to beat the rebels, didn't he? Because they was losing until about 200,000 black soldiers got in the fight. They were losing. We saved this Union. And how did Lincoln repay us? With the 13th Amendment, which he allowed former Confederates to help him write. Okay? And now we still plagued with modern-day slavery and human trafficking. Abraham Lincoln wasn't an honorable man. He was a politician who told abolitionists what they wanted to hear to win the Republican nomination, the first one ever, to become president. But then he sent letters to his racist Confederate friends saying, "Oh, do y'all think I'm going to bother you or your slaves? Oh, please tell them all that I don't plan to do no such thing." But these abolitionists up there, though, now y'all know they helped me get elected, and they don't want it to expand to the new territories. But you know, if it was up to me, you know, to for slavery to remain, if it keeps the Union together, then I'm a Union man, and y'all can practice slavery. So please tell your friends in the South that we don't plan to interfere with your slavery. That's the real Lincoln. He deserves no place of honor. All of these racist monuments need to be torn down. And for anybody to say something against the black, white, Hispanic, whoever's involved in removing these racist symbols, honoring these evil people from the public square that's being kept up with their tax dollars, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. They out there trying to end racism. Okay, they ain't trying to appease these racists, and they ain't trying to say, oh, we need these monuments to remind us of racism. We got the real McCoy, so to speak. We got real living, breathing racists to remind us of what kind of country we live in. This has been Scotty Reed with the Black Talk Radio news commentary. If you would like to support independent black media, please make a donation to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Also, subscribe to us on social media. We're on Twitter, Black Talk Radio, Facebook, BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com, and of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel.